Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, we have a special guest in the studio, Katie Decker from The Vine in Dawson, outside of Dawson there. Katie, thanks for coming in the studio.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got... we're going to celebrate 1 year of The Vine being open, huh?
Yes. April 5th was our grand opening last year, and we're celebrating this a little bit early with Easter, but... March 28th, our big celebration.
So did the year go fast for you?
It was like a lifetime in a blink of an eye all at the same time.
Yeah, you know, I've been out there. You guys keep doing improvements to the Vine over the years. So
yep.
Just take us through the timeline of the Vine since 1 year ago you opened.
Yep.
And you've had events there and stuff like that.
Yeah. Our biggest thing was we've wanted this to be a wedding venue. So we built a brand new event space for weddings. So we can seat up to 500 people in our new building. And it's an outdoor space, but it's totally covered. So it's nice and cool and protected from rain. And I just wanted it to feel like it was part of the surrounding woods and vines. But you also have the amenities of, you know, being covered and all that stuff.
I should back up here for our listeners. Why don't you tell us how the Vine started?
Yeah.
It's your husband and you together?
Yep.
Okay.
My husband Joe and I own the Vine. Okay. We bought it, I think we closed on July 30th. And then I don't know why I did this to us, but I was like, April 5th, that's our opening date. Like, we could have slow rolled it a little bit, but...
How did this come about? Was this always a dream of yours? Or, you know, you were down by Tracy or...
Yeah, we were around Milroy area before. We've always wanted to own a business. I had businesses growing up. I sold bookmarks to my friends. At school, I ran a concession stand where my mom bought all the food and I took all the money.
A true entrepreneur. Then.
Yes. Okay. And Joe grew up on a resort that his parents ran. So we've always kind of had like the...
Service.
Business, like wanting to own a business. And we've looked at different businesses and nothing really fit or felt right with our family. Mm-hmm. And someone sent this listing to us just jokingly, like, oh, you guys should buy this. Come live by me, because they were over in Canby. And we jokingly looked at it. And then we were like, oh, this actually might be like an actual opportunity for something cool. Awesome. So that's kind of how we fell into it.
Yeah. How did you pick the Vine, the name, the name? That's always, I always like listening to those kind of stories.
Yeah.
How'd you come up with the Vine?
So I went through a lot of different names, but I wanted it to be something that was catchy and memorable, but also kept that same like natural coziness that I wanted the building and the space to actually feel like. And I think the Vine really, I kept coming back to the Vine.
Okay.
So I think it fit really nicely. Yes.
Yep. Everybody remembers that.
Yep. So,
and where are you located for those that are wondering?
Yeah. So we're about 8 miles on the west side of Dawson.
Okay. Kind of between Highway 75 and Dawson there.
Yep.
In a way.
Yep. Exactly.
Easy to find.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, 1 year celebrating. It went fast.
It did.
It did. Okay. Tell a little bit about the services that you provide at the Vine then.
Yeah. So we are a full service wedding and event space. So we can do private parties like birthdays, bridal showers, graduation parties, all of that type of stuff. And then we also do a lot of weddings. So our 2026 season is booked except for 2 spots or 2 dates.
You're booked.
Yes.
For weddings.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's very exciting. We're very happy that couples are trusting us with their big special days. So it's very special.
I get nervous at weddings. I once was asked to be a video photographer.
Yep.
That's the most nervous I ever been. Make sure the record button's on. Yeah. Don't miss nothing.
Yes.
The weddings can be stressful.
Yes, yeah. They can be. And it's a special thing when a couple and a bride trust you with, you know, their space and,
And so you have room for 500 people?
Yes. So we can fit up to 500 people with moving tables around.
Right.
But we can comfortably fit like up to 200 people without moving anything for ceremony, for reception. So it's a big space.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And you serve some food and drinks and stuff. Talk about that.
Yep. So for weddings, we can cater up to 150 guests. And then anything outside of that, we ask people to bring outside caterers, right, just because our kitchen's a little small. And then we do have a full service bar, and we actually sell cocktail mixers and stuff that are like the Vine, right, branded, right, mixers.
I should make it clear that you're not open every day like a restaurant. It's, yep, it's for events, yes, basically, right?
Yep. Yep. We occasionally are open like for our anniversary party. Yep. We have a Christmas market in December that we're open for. But other than that, we don't have many public openings.
Yep. It's a great place. You guys have done a great job.
Thank you.
Decor and stuff like that, and anything else about the Vine? Your children are involved in it?
You, yes, have children? Yep. Okay. We have two little kids, 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And put them to work, right?
Yes. They're not super helpful most of the time, but we try to get them involved a little bit.
Right. Well, talk about what's going to happen Saturday then for, yeah, the 1-year anniversary.
So we'll be open from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll have live music. We also have a few local vendors out for wedding vendors, so photographers, flowers. We have permanent jewelry coming out, so if you want to get some permanent jewelry done, we will have that. And some treats. I think their House of Treats from Appleton is coming out. So, yeah, she has some delicious, yeah, treats and snacks and stuff. And then we'll also be offering some grazing boxes, so like little fancy charcuterie boxes.
To graze.
Yes.
I don't graze. I just devour.
Yeah.
So this is this Saturday, yes, from 6 to 9 at the Vine.
Yep.
And everyone's welcome.
Yes.
To come check you out. Okay.
Yeah. Come stop in, say hi, check out the new venue. Yep. If you want a tour, you can just let Joe or I know. And, okay. Yeah.
I know sometimes you have music there, don't you?
Yes.
At events?
Yep. So we do have live music this Saturday as well.
Okay.
Bryce Dempsey.
Oh, yeah. I know Bryce.
Playing. Yep.
He's a TV star now. He was just on Postcards on Pioneer TV.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
Got to check that out. It was a really good piece on him. So
nice.
Good. All right. Well, congratulations on 1 year in business. And let's go for 2 years in business,
yes,
right?
Totally. Thanks, Paul.
That's amazing. You're booked for the weddings. That's,
yes, and our 2027 season is also booking up really fast, which is surprising to me.
So if you're planning on getting married, see Katie,
yes,
at the Vine, right? Book early. So thanks, Katie, and have fun Saturday.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, that's Katie Decker from the Vine. And for 1 year anniversary this Saturday, so stop in and visit with Katie and staff there and check it out.